Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. We are at the beginning of 2019, and many people are creating New Year resolutions. One of the top resolutions is losing weight. Losing weight is more than dropping pounds. To help us unpack this topic, meet Moses Carroll, the owner of MC Healthcare and Fit Squad. He created a studio space to provide free and affordable fitness classes to the Atlanta community. His mission is to build a better health and wellness network across the metro Atlanta area. Moses Carroll, welcome.
Well, thank you, and thank you. I'm so excited.
Yes, I am too. You know, I like to just dive right in, and I want to start with your story. How did you become interested in fitness?
Well, to make a long story short, I walked into my first gym roughly at the age of about 23, 24. And I went in just to play around with some friends of mine. And when I walked in, of course, I ran across a very attractive salesperson. And she showed me around, and I actually became a member of the gym. And I really didn't do it because I was interested in working out. I was more interested in her. And during that process, and I'd say about 3 months into being a member, other than us dating, I started working out and I started feeling a little different because I've always been a small person or a slim guy. And my biggest goal was to try to put on more muscle. Plus, I wanted to make sure that I looked good for her because she was awesome. Mm-hmm. So ended up finding joy and excitement from working out and gaining more confidence. And mm-hmm. The next thing you know, I started working at the gym. I became a salesperson. And the next thing I know, I quit the job that I had and I became a full-time salesperson in the fitness industry. And 20 years later, here I am, owning my own gym and, you know, educating people on working out and getting them excited about the path that I've been on. Trying to maintain, one, good health, staying fit, taking care of my body, because, you know, you only get one of them.
Right.
And, you know, and living a better and healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's interesting for me, when you said you met this salesperson, she was attractive, and that motivated you to just start your fitness. And a lot of times, when we lose weight and if we decide to get in shape because we are attracted to someone, we don't always keep it up, especially even if we stay with that person. But I like the fact that you stuck with it. You started something and 20 years later, you're doing it, because sometimes when our motivation is another person, it doesn't always last. Have you experienced that or seen that with some of your clients where they come in, they lose weight because they started dating a new person?
Over a 20-year span, a lot of people have joined every gym I've ever worked at, and they did it for somebody they were interested in. They did it for their spouse. A lot of them just did it for self-confidence. Now, what's interesting about that is they do fall off, but they eventually come back. Where I succeeded in that, I found other people or other like-minded people in order to keep me motivated. Because sometimes some people need accountability partners. Sometimes people just need to be around other people that have their same interests or goals in mind, which helped during the process. You do have people that just don't need this. Partner or that teammate or a group fitness class to keep them motivated because they have their own internal desires. But it's a lot of people that actually need to have, you know, someone that's going to be there to say, hey, we're going to meet at the gym at 3, okay? Gotcha. I see you there. So that comes in handy, especially during, you know, this journey we call life. trying to exceed or become a better person to ourselves, because sometimes we forget to love ourselves like we love others.
There were a couple of nuggets in there. Let me know. Whoa. Wait just a second now. I just want to pull out one of those nuggets. You said you surrounded yourself with like-minded people. And I think that's so key. So that what I hear in all of that is you were around positive people, winners, champions, and that makes a difference in your outcome.
Correct. And here's a caveat to that, if I use that word correctly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes you have to surround yourself with people that are not champions.
Okay, break it down for us.
and the reason I say that, and please no one, you know, call me or text me, you know, going off, because this is true. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when we used to go to the club all the time, and you got a group of 4, 5, or 6 men or women, there's always one that stands out compared to everybody else based on their looks. Mm-hmm. That person knows that they look better than the whole crew. So they become the self-centered star of their group. Mm-hmm. So they're going to lead, so they can get all the attention to make themselves look and feel better about themselves. Mm. But when you have a group of beautiful people, then it's kind of hard to compete against somebody. And it makes some people feel some type of way when they're surrounded by other people that they have to compete against. So we can compare it to LeBron James and all the teams he's ever been on. Mm-hmm. When he got with Dwayne Wade, it was a little bit different. Now he has another superstar that gains as much attention as he does, but somebody had to take a step back to say, okay, you the man, I'm just going to be your co-pilot. So it same thing works in the gym. I used to work out with a guy, and his name was Don. Don could bench press 315 pounds 10, 15 times without a sweat. My max when I first started working out with him was maybe 185. Mm-hmm. But working out with him made me get better.
Yes.
I got to the point where I could do 315 one time. I was ecstatic because I was working out with somebody that was bigger and stronger. Now, he probably felt dominant because of the fact that he's working out with this little skinny dude who really can't bench anything. But, you know, he feels like a superstar because, yeah, Moses, you know, you want to work out with me, this is what you got to do. You want to be like me, this is what you got to do. So sometimes you got to work out with somebody that's less, that's not as strong or is not as have more endurance than you have in order to reach the goals that you're trying to achieve. So you're either shooting up or you're pulling up. And sometimes it's good to have somebody that will pull you up. So that's one of the benefits of going to a gym or having an accountability partner. Because if you're better than the next person, put them along with you. Bring them up. It's going to boost your self-esteem and your confidence because you have somebody that might sound bad. You have somebody that you're better than, but you're trying to get them to your level so you can go to another level. And that's any sport. That's even being at a regular job. You're a graphic designer, you got good ideas, but there might be somebody a little bit better than you. They're your competition. What you going to do about it? You need to step your game up. So even when it comes to your health, it's the same thing.
Yes, you know, it reminds me of when people say, when it comes to being successful, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. You
want to. Say it again.
Yes, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room because you want to be able to put yourself in a position to always learn from others. So I get what you're saying. I get that. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, so, well, what keeps you motivated now? Because we're 20 years later, and that attractive salesperson was 20 years ago. What keeps you motivated?
When I look at myself in the mirror and I thank God for being 50 and looking the way I look and feeling the way I feel. And that's the most important, feeling the way I feel. It doesn't matter if you are 5'8 and 110 pounds, 5'8 and 190 pounds, or 5'8 and 230 pounds. If you feel good, if you can get up and walk around the block, if you can get up and run around the block, if you can ride your bike, if you can go to the park and throw a frisbee, throw a football, go ice skating, whatever it is that you can do. If you can do that continuously over a course of time, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, and you still feel good without really getting winded, unless you're just exerting a lot of energy, then you should be happy with yourself. And that's where a lot of people fail, because they stop loving themselves. The work takes over, life takes over, and you really got to toss out it out the window and become more time conscious and pay attention to your days. If you find yourself watching Real Housewives of Chippewa County, you can be doing push-ups or crunches or squats while you're sitting there watching that show, if you really want to watch it. You're killing two birds with one stone. You're keeping yourself entertained for 30 to 45 minutes to an hour. Plus, you're loving yourself because you're giving your body that stimulation that it needs in order to live a longer and happier and healthier lifestyle. And that's very important. And some people just, you know, the excuse is, I'm just tired, or I don't feel like it, or whatever the case may be. You just got to change the mindset. You got to flip that switch.
There's another nugget. We got a couple. All right, just load us up, Moses. I like the fact that you talked about feeling good, because when I hear that, I hear hope for me. You know, so whether you are a slim person, a middle-sized person, or an obese person, when you start the exercise regimen and you start to feel good, you to me, I'm benefiting just as much as my size 3 or 4. It's that feeling. Yeah. So I like that. I mean, so and the other nugget was a mindset change. Yes, we have to have a mindset change, because when we have a mindset change, we put ourselves in a position to change our habits, our patterns, to make better choices and decisions.
Correct. And so, and I just want to throw this in here. Mm-hmm. Illness and death doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a size. What it does have is the main thing in common: inactivity, bad eating habits, poor health.
All right, now. Inactivity, bad eating habits, and poor health. Look, you can't make it any plainer than that. Okay. Consider it. Look, got it.
Got it.
Sealed. I mean, so I gotta be honest with you. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not that person at this age, Moses. I don't want anything jumping around, flapping around. I just want, I want to exercise where it feels like a slow burn. I want to sweat. I don't mind sweating, but I just don't want to feel exhausted. I know that may sound strange, but what can a person like me do? I don't prefer like a bunch of a whole lot of aerobic exercise. Is there something else for me?
Yes. It's called weight training.
Ah, okay.
When you increase your lean muscle mass, your body will burn more fat on a daily basis. And that's where a lot of women don't want to be. They don't want to be in the weight room doing weights, because they all feel as if they're going to get big and bulky like men. Mm-hmm. And the only way that's really possible, unless you have a high number percentage of testosterone building in your system naturally, mm-hmm. then it's not going to happen. There is so much a woman has to do in order to get muscular, looking like a professional bodybuilder. There's so much you have to do. Most of that you're not going to do. The only thing that you will do that's similar is just increase your eating habits, so that way you can give your body more fuel on a daily basis in order for your body to burn the fats that's being stored. But the secret is weight training. The more weight training you do, the more you stimulate your muscles get larger, they get tighter, your body burns more fat, then you end up getting slimmer. Mm. You can have two women, one can be 5'4", and the other one can be 5'10", but they can have the same dress size. And the only way to change that for either one of them, based on if it's on the small end or the large end, if it's on the small end, when they start working out and doing weights, what ends up happening is the larger muscle groups will start filling out, which is the back, the legs, the glutes, all of that will start getting thicker, but the waistline will stay smaller. If they're on the larger end, they're going to start losing excess body fat. That means they're going to get slimmer. The waistline is going to be the last thing to go, but it's going to leave. But the arms, the glutes, the legs, the back, you will start looking more like a Coca-Cola bottle.
Okay.
Because of the fact that you're giving your body exactly what it needs. It needs that muscle stimulation to increase that lean muscle mass, allow your body to burn more fat, and just trust the process. Cardio is great. It's fantastic. Helps with your heart health, but it really doesn't do anything by muscle tone. And that's what every woman wants, is to look nice and tight.
Yes, nice and tight. You know, Moses, there used to be this song back in the day that I think the title was "Last Night a DJ Saved My Life." Now, with this information, here's my new title. Today, a fitness trainer saved my life. But that weight training advice, though. So, well, tell me this. I happen to know on your website, you talk about pole dancing as an alternative exercise. Now, hold on, ladies. Stick with me. Hold on. Stick with me. Moses, now talk to me about that now. What about this pole dancing?
Long story short, in 2009, I decided to leave my full-time job of working for a gym to pursue a career in organizing pole dance competitions. Mm. I took a year to develop a competition that I believed in. Mm-hmm. I took that year to interview studio owners and people that took pole classes for fitness to get an idea of why they take the class and what was the end result for them. And I bundled all that up and created a competition called Pole Dance America. And pole dancing is, to me, and a lot of people, is similar to gymnastics. The parallel bars are the uneven bars. The only difference is it's a vertical pole compared to a horizontal pole.
Okay.
It's challenging. You need a lot of upper body strength. You need a lot of flexibility. And most of all, and what's really important, you need a lot of self-confidence in order to continuously get pole burns. And pole burns are the bruises that you get on your legs and your arms and your back when you slip or bump into the pole or wherever the case may be. Pole dancing is an art, just like going to a theater, but it gives you a sense of bliss if once you start taking a class. I've never been the kind of guy that goes to strip clubs. Mm-hmm. And when I have gone, I'm only fascinated by dancers that can get on the pole and do tricks, not just holding on to the pole and shaking their butt, but actually, you know, doing a flag hold, which is grabbing a pole and holding their body parallel to the floor, or being able to invert and hold a pole with just their legs. It takes a lot of strength. It takes a lot of courage in order to pull that off. And the one thing that I enjoy about the competition is giving women and guys an opportunity to show an art or show the world what they have accomplished, because it takes a lot to do the things that they do. And it is a great form of exercise because, again, upper body strength I used to hold a competition with the guys in the audience. They had to sit on the floor, and then they have to pull themselves up just with their hands, without using their legs on the pole. Mm-hmm. And it will always be funny because some guys can't even do that because they lack the upper body strength, or they just don't understand how to utilize the pole to their advantage. Mm-hmm. And it's a fitness exercise when you break it down. So I create the competition in order to give a platform for those people that wanted to compete, that wanted to be on stage, but not necessarily getting money thrown at them or being nude.
Right. And I'm so glad that if you all missed it, when you said the word tricks, you came right in and explained that and gave definition to that. Somebody being able to use their body, line it up with a pole, and it can show their upper body strength and their core strength.
Correct.
And there were some other nuggets in that last perspective that you gave. Not only can we use this for our physical strength, you can apply this to your professional and personal goals, because what caught my ear is when you said, I developed a competition that I believed in, that he believed in, guys. And that's what, you know, you gotta believe. And then you, what I also heard in all of that was you developed a process and a system. A lot of times we want to start something, we want to start a project and a task, and we have not developed or thought through our process and our system. So one, when you want to start something, whether it's weight loss or a new project, make sure that you believe in it fully before you try to get somebody else to believe in it. So I really, my ear picked up on that. So before we get out of here, Moses, I just got to ask, since it's the beginning of the year, have many people been rushing to your gym, trying to start a weight loss program and all of that?
Yes, we've had a nice little influx of people trying to get it back together. I've had a few clients to come back from the holiday break, ready to get their minds right to start back working out. Then I have some people just to pop up and say, hey, I heard about you from a friend, or I saw one of your flyers. I wanted to come in and, you know, see what I can do in order to reach my goals. And I have to have a come to Jesus conversation, as I say, mm-hmm. to ask them, which is what's important, is this a lifestyle change for you? Or are you looking for a quick fix? Because if you're looking for a quick fix, I'm not the guy that can help you with that. Mm. Because it's a marathon. Mm-hmm. Not a 100-yard dash. We're not going to get there next week. We're not going to get there in 3 months. Unless you're already in shape and you've got something that you're really training for. But when you're just trying to go through the basics of, one, just getting healthy, want to lose weight, gain weight, tone up, you want to lose a few inches off your waistline, whatever the case may be, you may just want to be able to walk a mile under 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, that can be accomplished, but the key is being consistent. And if you're not going to be consistent, again, I'm not the right guy for you, because I believe in being consistent, just like dating. You used to call me when you got home after you left my place. Every time you got home, you called me. Now, all of a sudden, you switched it up. Now you call me in the morning. So,
uh-oh. No. Okay.
So now, mm-hmm. we got to do the same exact thing. If you're going to come see me 3 times a week, you come see me 3 times a week. Don't skip a week and say, okay, I'll be back. No, it doesn't work that way. The only way it does, you either got to be in the hospital, really, really sick, or dead. Other than that, you got to be consistent, and that's how you be successful. And if I'm going to be here every morning at 4:30 waiting on people to come in and train, if I'm dedicated to be here for you, I need you to be dedicated to yourself.
So when I hear all of that, before you make that phone call, you need to. All of it. But I do want to touch on one thing, food. I mean, what is your perspective about fasting and as it relates to people who say, you know what, I'm going to eliminate all of my carbohydrates and I'm going to just do protein and veggies? What is your perspective on food and fasting?
Well, you need carbs because that's fuel. Your body needs that on a daily basis. You just have to cut back on how much you take in. As far as fasting is concerned, fasting is good because it gives your digestive tract an opportunity to rebuild itself, clean your system out. But I don't recommend it every day, unless you're an athlete and you're training. Mm-hmm. When people go on what we call extreme diets or low-carb diets, your body's going to change, mainly because you're depriving it of what it needs, and it's so focused on what you used to give it that once you stop, it's going to do what it needs to do to survive. Here comes the interesting part. Once you go back to eating how you were eating before you decide to try that ridiculous diet, your body's going to go back to doing what it was doing before you did that diet.
Mm.
So if you lose 10 pounds, you're going to gain 20. You lose 30, you're going to gain 60. Mm. Unfortunately, it works like that because your body is smarter than you are. And what I mean by that is you can be brain dead and your body can still function.
Whoa. Okay. Now that he just finished us with that one. Your body. Okay. I mean, look, I do know how he feels about extreme dieting. The word that he used was ridiculous. Okay. Okay, my right hand is raised, honey. I accept. Okay.
It's just basic eating habits. Just big breakfast or big lunch, and then eat small meals throughout the rest of the day. Your body's going to start. Your metabolism is going to speed up. Your body's going to do exactly what it's supposed to do on a daily basis. And once you incorporate working out on a consistent basis, you're going to start feeling better first before you even starts to change. Once it starts to change, just stay consistent, stay with it, and you'll be successful. But if you don't, then you're going to be on the banana boat just like everybody else. That's just pedaling and pedaling and pedaling, not getting anywhere because you refuse to do what's right and simple.
Mm.
If it was easy, one, everybody would be doing it. Mm. And the best example I can give you, if walking worked, everybody in the world would be in shape.
Mm. All right. Now, listen, Moses has just loaded us up today. Really, you know, he just kind of broke down a course in like under 30 minutes. Go ahead, Moses. I mean, he started out with talking about confidence, and when he started working out, his motivation was he felt better in the confidence that it gave him. He surrounded himself with like-minded people, but not only that, he made sure that he wasn't the smartest person in the room because it kept him motivated to be better and to do better. There was a mindset change. So if we want to lose weight, if we want to be where Moses is, like from start point, 20 years later, there has to be a mindset change. And you know what? He really started getting in us when he told us inactivity plus bad habits, at least the time. If you don't want it. But here's the beauty. This is when he just came and just shaved. This is when he came and just saved my life doing this podcast when he told me about that weight training. So I said, oh, okay. I don't have to have anything jumping around. My girls don't have. No, honey. Mm-mm. Weight training.
Mm-mm.
Weight training.
Weight training.
And the other part was develop a system and a process. You know, find something that you believe in. So when he talked about weight training, something went off in my mind right away. I believed in everything that he said right there. It all made sense. Lifestyle change, be consistent, and fasting cleanses the body. And look, no extreme dieting. It's ridiculous,
please,
honey.
Please, no extreme dieting.
Moses Carroll, thank you so much. You've been a gem. You've given us so many nuggets, and I appreciate you for that. How can people reach out to you or work with you?
Well, you can always Google training with Moses on Google, or you can use IG, or you can use Facebook or LinkedIn. The name of the studio that we train out of is Fit Squad Studios, which is located at 1240 Metropolitan Parkway Southwest. That's Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. And if you want to call and ask me some questions, I'll give you my personal cell. That's 404-454-1066. Easy to find. The building's easy to find. I'm easy to find because the internet is a wonderful thing.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to have all of this information in the show notes, so you'll be able to just press one of the hyperlinks and you'll see Moses' information. Moses, thank you again so much for joining us. You could have been anywhere in the world today, but you chose to be with me, and I appreciate that. Listen.
And I appreciate you having me. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. If anybody has not told you today, let me be the first. You are amazing. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. I'm in iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.